this, but Mike, do you remember? I thought it was any major carrier is how it's always been worded.
It even, Travis even says in there that it was specifically Silver Airlines, and yes, and it specifically named them because they were to come in and they would give us the lost, if they lost each month, they would present that.
Do you have the original agreement? Not the original
one. I made copies.
He wants the agreement that we made that...
the original.
It was signed in 2018, I think.
I don't have that.
I've got it. It's not here with me. I've got it in my office upstairs. And the main thing they wanted to do in this agreement is to not make it specific to any one airline, to make it to any new airline or any... and or any existing. That was one of the major points in the agreement.
It says the prior agreement was, well, I don't know that it was solely on Silver. I would like to look at the agreement. I don't want to read the attorney's letter out loud. That's what I'm trying to. Do you have it with you?
The agreement?
No, the attorney's letter.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. On the first point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was solely. I think it was just alluded to. So, again, I just remember discussions in the past always being any major carrier.
I remember that airline being discussed extensively.
And that airline was discussed.
Uh-huh.
But I was thinking that, because I thought it was also to be able to be used for, I think Mr. Bork is going to be here, I don't know what time, but...
Okay. Do you want to resist till he comes, then?
If he's for sure coming.
Oh.
But anyways, I was thinking that... it was to be used towards any... Because I thought that was
major,
one of the... Yeah, and I was thinking that was one of the points of contention previously was, is Silver a major airline?
Yes.
And so I remember that being part of...
And he put in there that it was.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, that's why I was thinking it was any major airline, not... The last thing that I want to do is A, spend any money frivolously. So don't misunderstand me there. But I also don't want to... already be, you know, there's private money out there that's already put, like, what, $1.2 million, $1.5 million.
But they have nothing to risk because Taney County's number one up front. Taney County has to pay it. And if Taney County pays it, then they just stop it and pull back, and they're not going to be paying anything.
I don't know that to be true. I don't know. That's not...
Okay. Well, we took the risk when they pledged back some years ago, and we had to pay out $285,000.
Right.
And I want this airport to succeed. And if we were financially in a position to, then yes, I can see it. But knowing the history...
We don't know. I guess we probably need the airport here to speak for themselves.
Okay.
Only because I don't know what they've contributed to. How much tax dollars have they brought in? Have they brought in more than the $285,000? Have they brought in more than $215,000? My assumption is just by building the airport, they spent more than that. We probably received more than that in tax benefit from the very beginning. I mean, is that an invalid statement?
Well, we're talking about now in the future. I mean, all of that was used back on the other, the $500,000 when it was...
Originally, and we've not spent the $500,000 originally.
We spent the $285,000, and
right.
they saw the writing on the wall, and they were wise, and they stopped it so that we wouldn't have to go into the... And there's Jeff. Mm-hmm.
You said we spent the $285,000, and who was wise on the wall and stopped what?
The airport was wise. They saw what was happening, so they stopped it so it would not go into debt or go in the red anymore, and they stopped it. It's why that we only had the $285,000 instead of the $500,000. We don't do that.
Right. What we've... Mm-hmm. You say we don't do that.
We don't. We made the agreement. We don't stop it. The airport saw what they know. They were the expertise. They knew what was going on. And so they stopped it. And they stopped it at the $285,000.
For that particular, which item was that? Was it the, that was whenever they were supposed to be able to,
didn't work the way
how they originally said it was going to work out.
Well, yeah, I mean, parts of it did, but it didn't, yeah, it wasn't working.
You might come up to the, so pretty much to kind of catch up, it came up on the agenda just a few minutes ago, and Ms. Wyatt, do you want to restate what you, or you want me to give a synopsis?
Whatever. I had to do a lot of research because of a question our sheriff had asked us, and in that process find out that our law enforcement tax that's going is not bringing in enough to cover what our bond payment coming up. And
okay, hold on. Say it's not bringing in enough to cover our next bond payment.
The county treasurer and the county auditor, we went over the figures of what is in there now, and the bond payment is due. They were using March, and it's actually the third or fourth of April. And it's not that we're having to look at start if we don't get more revenue from the tax at the 1/8% that it is. We can't continue to pay out of that fund
We can't use it for other expenses over there. The revenue is being, there's enough revenue there to make the bond payment. There's not enough revenue to continue with the upkeep of the, I'm trying to make sure I'm understanding right. We can't continue to pay for what the building truly costs us. So, because they never factored that in on what the building was truly going to cost us. And with the added expenses of the fire panel going out, the security system going out, I mean, those types of things. Is that right? Because the fund's bringing in more money than it has in the past.
We're going to have to start subsidizing that out of county GCR. And then 911, this is what is how much we're looking at is added expenses for 2020 or the rest of this year.
Well, thank God the airport's bringing more people in to generate more revenue for the county.
And I don't know. That's what I was asking. I don't know that.
Frontier has, gone up from 3 flights in 2018 to 8 flights a day. 8 flights now in 2019, and hopefully they'll continue to grow. And that economic development is good for the county. And we've provided over the years enough information. I didn't bring it today, but we've provided you so much information on the economic impact of the service of the flights. So this is a small amount of money to make sure the air service can thrive and grow in our economy. So if you don't want to approve it, that's fine. You'll have less revenue coming into the county, and you'll have more problems with your revenues. So,
how many flights did you say? Three? What? Three?
We went from 3 in 2018 to
per week. Okay.
So they increased by that amount. We hope to see them grow again. We hope to see other airlines come in, and we're back with Frontier. Here has been a very good thing for the community and for tourism. And, them and others hopefully will grow. And that's what this fund's for, is to help make sure that happens. So,
on the, one of the questions that came up was the changes going from silver to any. Oh, let's see here. Let me pull back up. From silver to any new airline or existing airline that's going to expand their service routes and destinations?
Yeah, so all we're changing is because we're not going to do that deal.
Well, real quick, I'm sorry. My understanding of the previous agreement was it could be any major carrier anyways.
Right.
Did it ever get to the point where it said specifically only silver airlines?
It did. There was an amendment.
That was this last
amendment, so it was specific for that deal, which ended up not making sense, so we didn't do it. I mean, I think we've tried to be very responsible in when this fund has been implemented. And then, like we said, that time we did it with was supposed to bring a United Interline. It did to some level, but it wasn't to the level that we were happy with, so we made sure that that was ended as soon as possible. So we have been good stewards of this money, not just for the county, but for ourselves and for others involved in the deal. So, you know, we think that down the road there could be an opportunity to use this fund. You know, we'll always use it as a tool to build air service, not just to put out there and mitigate some risk that isn't good for the community and for airline growth in our market. But, you know, in over the 12 years that I've been here in this community, we've invested a lot of money to make air service happen. You know, we've been, successful in that in a lot of ways. It's not up to us. It's the community. It's the destination. You know, so we're working hard every day to continue to grow this market and prove Branson as a viable national tourism destination. And, you know, my view is what we're asking for here at the county is really a very small ask for all that we've invested, as a private entity. You know, we've invested millions and millions of dollars to bring air service to this community, and we're not asking for much. So I'm not really going to, you know, sit here and beg the county to approve this deal. If you don't want to do it, that's fine.
You said something that kind of bothered me a little bit, but maybe what I heard you say was how much money that we were bringing, you're bringing in, that the county is seeing through sales tax, and if we don't do this, you'll see less. You won't see it. Are you saying that?
Well, if the airport isn't here bringing in the tourists that it brings in, then those people aren't spending money in the community and not generating the economic activity that they're bringing. Dr. Lee McFeeters has provided studies showing you the millions and millions of dollars of economic benefit. Over $100 million in visitor spending alone in the county from just the passengers that have come off the airplanes through the airport. We've had over 1 million passengers come in through that airport since we opened. You know, those people come into town, spend money, those support jobs, those support that goes to the taxes collected by the county. And you don't even have to go that far to justify the amount of money that we're asking. Just the taxes from the construction project and the people that were here for that 10 years ago. So the county's gotten an airport for free. And what we're asking here is that the county be part of a community risk mitigation program so that we can continue to try to grow air service in